This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores had a nice first season with Minnesota last year. Good enough that some thought he might get another head coaching opportunity during the offseason. But the former Dolphins head coach did not get a single interview. And he says he's happy with that, and he's happy where his feet are. And he's not consumed with getting another head coaching job.
What I do is I just do the best I can where I'm at. And wherever the chips fall, they fall. You know, and that's what I tell the players. If you prepare the right way and you do everything you can possibly do to have success, you got to have peace with that.
And he says if he does get another head coaching job, it's because he'll be doing a good job here.
All I can do is, you know, prepare, do, you know, the right way, do the best I can do, help this team as much as I can, and I let the chips fall where they fall. But I'm also not the type to kind of make it about me. I kind of feel uncomfortable right now talking about myself. It's a team game, and I'm always going to be that way. I'm excited to be here, that's for sure.
And he says he's happy that voluntary workouts are underway this week for Vikings players at team headquarters. College football, the Gophers will have another spring practice workout tomorrow on campus. New quarterback Max Brosmer, a transfer from New Hampshire, says he wants to take this offense to new heights, and he's embracing that pressure.
It's new pressure, I'll just say that. I think it's different pressure that I haven't yet experienced and that I'm, you know, awaiting and I'm excited to experience. I think it's something that these guys have been feeling for, you know, they've been here for 3 or 4 years, and I'm new coming from New Hampshire, where maybe we haven't seen as much pressure as we have here. But I think it's all created too. I think ultimately if you're executing with your team and you prepare for the moment, you know, the pressure is created. And I think if you can, you know, understand how to deal with that, starting game one, any team can be successful in that.
And the Gopher softball team host Wisconsin in a doubleheader this afternoon, and the Gopher baseball team entertains South Dakota State tonight. This is MNN Sports.